Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
All right, thanks for hanging out with us on Experience Wisconsin. Hope you're having a great Wisconsin weekend. One of the iconic places in our state to eat is the famous Fox and Hounds near Holy Hill. I really love this place. It's great value. It's incredible ambiance. It is iconic. It's award-winning. You should make it a stop on your schedule this summer. Tom Masters is the owner of the famous Fox and Hounds, and he is with us. Tom, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, you're totally welcome.
This is a beautiful place with incredible food and great service. When people ask you, Tom, what makes the Fox and Hounds so special, what do you tell them?
Well, I can't take the credit for building it, right? You know, I'm the third owner, and I kind of restored it. And actually, would you like to know why it's called the Fox and
Hounds?
Yeah, Hounds,
yes, you know? Yes. Give us that history.
So it's an interesting thing. You know, it's like, so he was an equestrian, right? You know, and he would meet out at his cabin, really, which is now the Fox and Hounds. It was just a cabin at that point. And all of his friends would meet, and then they would go on fox hunts from that place. And so him and his wife, his name was Ray, you know, and his wife's name was Alta. And, you know, after the ride was over in the fox hunt, right, there really was no place in that area. This is 90, 95 years ago. No place to eat, right, you know. So the two of them put their heads together and said, well, why don't we open up a little pub restaurant here? And then when everybody's done, they can kind of come in and enjoy themselves too. So,
wow. So
and hence the name called the Fox and Hounds. Again, I can't take credit, but it's an iconic restaurant, right? It's got the seven wood-burning fireplaces. It's got nine dining rooms. It's got a, you know, just a character to it all on its own. So we've been voted number one in, you know, as far as romantic restaurants go. We've been voted number one in fine dining. We've had a bunch of different things, you know, we've been voted for over the years.
That old world ambiance that you described is so special. It's magical when you're in there. I love the feel. How important is it that the service be top tier and that the food be out of the ballpark?
It's quality, right? You know, I believe quantity is important to people too. And sometimes people go, oh, it's too much, you know, but I think what they're saying is they love it. They're going to be back soon, right? And then price is a big deal. So I think that those things really matter to people. And you know what? The thing is, I take pride in opening that restaurant to everyone. That's why the buy one, get one, right? Mm-hmm. For one, we're kind of way out in the country. But the other thing is that I like everybody to be able to come and be part of this restaurant, right? Because I'm taking care of it, you know, right in this portion of my life, right? But someday there'll be a different owner somewhere along the road. But I like the idea that people can come, right? You know, it's like and enjoy the place and not have to take a loan out just to go out to eat.
I like the pan-fried walleye. I like the steaks a lot. The surf and turf is a great deal. What's your favorite couple of things on the menu?
Well, I'm a steak guy, right? So, you know, I'm a lot of times I'll have a ribeye, right? I even like any of the steaks. Like we have a sirloin, a lower price point, but it's actually very good, very tender, right? You know, I do like the surf and turf too. So I like a mixture. Some of the pastas are, those are the things that I eat a lot of, right? You know, so, you know, it's like we have a seafood pasta, and, you know, different other pastas that, and those are the things that I gravitate to.
Tell me about the patio in the woods.
It's just a great place to sit outside and have an appetizer and a drink. And, you know, it's like it's people seem to really enjoy it.
Tom Master is the owner of the famous Fox and Hounds. When you take over a place that has such history and such a great reputation, Tom, is there a responsibility to make sure that you keep it top tier?
Well, I think so. Right. You know, so right now, this year, we're redoing our entire parking lot, you know, brand new, and we're putting new shingles on the roof. We're going to put a fountain in the pond, and we're doing some outside landscape projects. And so we have a lot going on out there. It'll be mostly done in the next couple months, but I think it'll really enhance its overall character from the outside. And, you know, when the seasons come, the different seasons, we like to decorate to the nines, so to speak, right, for Christmas and for all of the spring, for fall, for, you know, for all of those things, we try to make it, you know, special for people. People come from, I'm not kidding, a lot of people come from Chicago to see what we've done this year, you know, for instance, with decorating and all that. So, I mean, they're coming for the fall colors, they're coming for Holy Hill, but they're also coming to see us, right? So, and it's amazing that people would come from that far away.
It's an amazing place. They have an incredible fish fry. It's great value. Hubertus near Holy Hill. It's the famous Fox and Hounds. Tom Masters is the owner. Tom, thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I appreciate you having me on your show. All right, and look forward to seeing you soon.
Yeah, and you will. You'll see me soon. Up next on Experience Wisconsin, we head to Sheboygan.